Welcome to the Stephen McCain Podcast, where every week I bring you people doing world-class things in the field of human optimization and performance. This week's guest is Christian Drapeau. He is a stem cell researcher and expert, and he is the creator of a supplement called Stem Regen, which is unlike anything I've seen. Basically, you take two capsules of this plant-based supplement and you mobilize 10 million stem cells from your bone marrow. So this has a lot of potential applications, which I will let him explain a lot of that. And look, if you're into wanting to learn about stem cells and how to maybe access your own without spending a ton of money on a procedure that costs thousands of dollars, this is the podcast for you. Christian is a wealth of knowledge, and I think you're going to like it. So let's do it. Christian, welcome to the Stephen McCain Podcast.
My pleasure.
Thanks for your patience. We've had some technical difficulties here, but look, we met each other at A4M a while ago, and then we reconnected at a stem cell conference here in Las Vegas this last weekend, and it just got me reinvigorated about your product. You have an amazing oral stem cell mobilizer, and we're gonna get into all of it and the benefits of it. But how did you even get into all this stem cell stuff? Because I started reading your book, and I really like it. And you're a wealth of knowledge with stem cells. Like, how did you get into this?
My background is neurophysiology, brain research. So I was at McGill at the Montreal Neurological Institute, and then I was hired in 1995 by a company that at the time was really the main company selling a product that you may have heard of, blue-green algae from Klamath Lake. So as I had to study this product, I studied, we found the mechanism of action, active compounds. But as I'm doing all that work, I come across cases that people who reversed multiple sclerosis, heart disease, emphysema, liver failure, Parkinson, Alzheimer's. And when it's just one case, it's just a story. It's not a scientific evidence, if you want. But when you got, I don't know, 20, 50, 100 of these cases, and then I get to know some of them and I go through their medical files, and it really confirms that this was a true story. There's just a point where it became very compelling. Like, what is this plant doing in the body to lead to not only extensive benefits, but benefits that were touching so many different aspects of human health? Normally, a plant doesn't do something for the brain, and by the way, for the heart, and for the lung, and for the liver, oh, and by the way, for the pancreas. They're more targeted in how they're working. So we had no explanation until we discovered that it was triggering stem cell release from the bone marrow. And suddenly, it really explained everything that we had seen. So I went from brain research, and everything shifted into stem cells. So that's really what led me to stem cell research. And obviously, it's the case of everybody today in the world of stem cells. It's not a training in college that you can have in stem cells. It's too new. So it's people who get into it and then start to study it. So that's what I did.
Yeah, it's a fascinating topic for someone like me. And not to toot my own horn, but like, I've optimized so many facets of my life that really I'm in the new frontiers. Like, the only thing that's really left for me is, you know, I'm really digging exosomes and stem cells. And I actually tried my first stem cell procedure back in, I think, 2018. I did the wort and jelly, and good results. And I've recently done exosomes, IV exosomes in my face with Sandra Kaufman, who she was with me at the event, and blown away by how I felt with that stuff. And it's fascinating what we're, you know, the field that it, what is happening in this field. I mean, when you sit and look at these presentations and you see rotator cuffs that the tear is completely filled in. And in your book, you talk about how growing new parts of your brain that we thought were never possible. This is exciting. And so you've been in this field for how many years now? 20 years?
I started one day when, so we're studying this blue-green algae since 2001. So I'm studying this blue-green algae, trying to understand how it's working. And I come across an article, the title was Turning Blood into Brain. It's the first report, to my knowledge, documenting a stem cells from the bone marrow going to the brain and becoming a brain cell. I mean, you need to go back in 2001. Stem cells are only precursors to blood cells, and you don't make new brain cells. So two big dogmas of science, And one study now just reversed both of them. So that really was my entry into the whole field of stem cell research. So it's 22 years now.
Yeah, fascinating. And just for the listeners, if you could explain like the fundamentals of what is a stem cell and what is the potential of a stem cell?
So there is evolution in our knowledge of it. And at some point we can go into this because I think it helps put a lot of the stuff that people have heard in the media, you know, baby parts and all that stuff, which is really is not true. But if we go to the definition of what is a stem cell, the best way I think to understand what is a stem cell is first to talk about what is not a stem cell. So every single cell of the body, they're called somatic cells. They do one specific thing. They are specialized. They will never transform into anything else. Like you take a cell of your retina. It's going to be excited by light. That's what it's going to do all its life until it dies and it's replaced by another one. Same thing for your heart, your muscles, all these cells. They're specialized. Nothing, they will never change. At the other end of the spectrum, you have stem cells. In your bone marrow, a stem cell does not have a function as a stem cell. Its function will be in its ability to transform into another type of cell. So traditionally, they were known to be precursors to blood cells, red blood cells, lymphocytes, platelets. But now what we've discovered since the early 2000 is that stem cells from the bone marrow can in fact transform into cells of just about any type of cells in your body. And they are indeed your repair system. So that's really what stem cells are.
Yeah. And every differentiated cell or every cell in your body once started out as a stem cell, right?
Every single one of them. And that's really what you just expressed there to me is at this point in time, the apex of the culmination of all the science that has been done so far in the field of stem cell research. Because if we say stem cells, for most people, it's a treatment. You go somewhere and you get a stem cells. The question is what type? Umbilical, fat tissue, blood, bone marrow, all of that. But the thing that is never talked about is that if you can use your bone marrow stem cells, your blood stem cells, your fat stem cells, that means they are in your body. They're not better because you take them out and put them back in. So to me, the core question is, what is the role of stem cells in the body? And what we're discovering is that, and this is all emerging from stem cell research, is that every single organ and tissue of the body is constantly going through a process of turnover. They lose cells, your organs are losing cells, stem cells are replacing what is being lost. So today, at the age that we have, we don't have a whole lot of cells that we're born with. Yes, in your heart, in your brain, but your liver, your pancreas, your skin, you don't have cells that you're born with. They're all new. They've all been replaced by cells coming from the bone marrow.
We'll be right back.
Are you looking to unlock your full potential? Well, look no further than Limitless Life Nootropics, the premier peptide vendor that caters to individuals seeking to optimize their health and performance. Sharpen your focus, boost your memory, immunity, lose fat, gain muscle, heal faster. Limitless Life turns that hypothetical into a reality for those eager to explore their limitless potential. Curated with precision and rigorously tested for excellence, Limitless Life Nootropics redefines the standards of quality, ensuring customers receive nothing but the best for their minds and bodies. Now here's the exciting part. As a listener of the Stephen McCain podcast, you'll get a 15% discount on all peptides on every order using code McCain15. That's McCain15 at checkout. And if you use a cash-based payment option, you'll receive an additional 10% off. That's 25% off the list price. Are you ready to break free from limitations? Visit Limitless Life Nootropics today and discover a world where potential knows no boundaries. Limitless Life Nootropics, where you don't need permission to be limitless. Interesting. So this is truly your, like you said, your healing reservoir for the rest of your life, this bone, these stem cells in your bone marrow. And so what sort of signaling goes on, like maybe when you get injured or to shuttle these stem cells out and repair, or are they just always going out and just seeking repair?
I mean,
how does that really work?
Yeah, both. Okay. They're always there. They're always called by a tissue that is in need of repair. So if you've got sort of a chronic injury or a chronic problem, it will constantly call for stem cells to migrate in that tissue. But you may not have enough stem cells in circulation to really have a powerful effect, you know, in repair. But in the case of an injury, the phenomenon has been studied now. I mean, there are hundreds of studies showing different aspects of this whole phenomenon. But what happens is that when you get an injury, like all of these studies were done with heart attack, stroke, burn to the skin, bone fracture. These are the models that were used, but any injury will trigger that phenomenon. So you get the injury within probably, I would say like 12 hours or so, there is a compound that is released and we can pick up in the blood, which is called granulocyte colony stimulating factor, GCSF. That compound, along with a few others, interleukin-8, stem cell factor, these are all factors secreted by the injured tissue. And it's a call, it's an SOS signal that is meant to reach the bone marrow. And when these compounds reach the bone marrow, they trigger the process of the detachment of stem cells from the bone marrow matrix. So now within the next few days, and this process will peak 3 to 5 days after the injury, you will have an increase in the number of stem cells in circulation that will be 3 to 10-fold. So all these stem cells are circulating everywhere. They don't know where to go. So how do they find the affected tissue? It's that starting on the second day, the affected tissue will release very locally in the capillaries in the vicinity of the injury, will release one specific compound called SDF1, stromal derived factor 1. That compound will have a specific receptor on the membrane of the stem cell. So when that stem cell is going to fine capillaries of the injured tissue, when the compound touches that receptor, immediately the stem cells will express adhesion molecule, will grab the capillary and will stop. And if it continues to sense the SDF1, sort of a confirmation that, yes, there's an injury here, it triggers the migration of the stem cells through the capillary wall in the tissue. And then there's a whole series of adhesion molecules secreted or expressed on the membrane of the stem cell that will make the stem cell literally crawl to the area of the injury. And upon contact with cellular debris of that tissue, stem cell will multiply and transform into cells of that tissue. Just like you have an immune system that we can define the whole process of how an immune cell will deal with an infection, you have a repair system with your stem cells being released, very, very finely coordinated process to lead these stem cells to the injury and to repair the injury. It's a repair system.
Yeah. And keeping that system optimal, I imagine, would not only help you age slower, feel better, have everything working better, probably live longer, at least a higher quality life, right? So how do we optimize this system? Because the thing that the question I have in my mind is, you have this reserve of stem cells. As you age, is that reserve declining? Basically, what I'm trying to ask is, what slows down the amount of circulating stem cells? Because that's the thing that you're talking about is truly the healing, right? How much do you have in circulation? Yeah, what slows that down?
Yeah, there's a few like fundamental questions here that you ask. So let's unfold them, because you ask, you know, stem cells and longevity. And this is the other side of the story that is not really talked about. Anybody goes to get stem cells to repair something. But when there's nothing to repair, then your stem cells, you feel, are really not doing anything. And it's not true. They're playing an absolutely essential role, even in your survival. You would not have these stem cells today. You would not be alive. So it's very important to go back to that topic. But to answer your question about where this decline is coming from, I wondered for a long time, you know, why this is happening in the human body. And it suddenly dawned on me at some point that if you look at our history, evolution here I'm referring to. So over the past 50,000 years, we have evolved with a life expectancy of 30 years. That was about the lifespan of a human being over the past thousands of years. So longevity has never been selected. There was never an opportunity here to select longevity. So we are here today with a biology and over a whole human body that today has now 50 years of additional lifespan. Over the past 150 years, we've gained, now we have a life expectancy of 80 years of age. So, but we are, our body has evolved to be strong for 30. And that is mirrored, or you can see the impact of this, or the consequence of this, is that your bone marrow that is in charge of keeping you healthy and alive during your lifespan is exhausted around 30 years of age. So what happens is that you're born with red marrow, and that red marrow slowly converts into fatty marrow. So your red marrow that makes stem cells shrinks as you age. And that shrinkage is constant, and it reaches around age 30, you have lost about 95% of that red marrow. And there's a point in your 30s, and this is mirrored by a decline in the number of stem cells in circulation. Because what you have in your bone marrow is one thing. What you need to repair is, how many do I have in the blood available to participate in tissue repair? That's really what matters. But the amount of red marrow that you have will dictate how much you have in circulation. So as your bone marrow shrink, red marrow, then you have fewer and fewer stem cells in circulation. Keep in mind, as I mentioned before, all the organs and tissues are in a process of turnover, meaning you lose cells every day and you need to replace them every day. So there's a point in your 30s where that decline in the number of stem cells available to offset cellular loss starts to be, you don't have enough. So when you start to no longer have enough stem cells to offset the normal cellular loss, that's the day where you start to accumulate minuscule, like very small, unrepaired tissue damage, but they accumulate over time, and they will be 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, any one of those so-called age-related diseases. If we count the number of stem cells in the bloodstream of people who have developed erectile dysfunction, atherosclerosis, diabetes, liver failure, COPD, Parkinson, lupus, arthritis, kidney failure. I mean, the list is growing. Anytime there's a new study, we see the same results. All these people have, on average, less than 50% of the number of stem cells that you find in a healthy person of the same age. How many stem cells you have in your blood today to offset the normal process of tissue of cellular loss is what will determine your health for now and the rest of your life. So when you talk about longevity, stem cells play a crucial role in not only longevity, I will say lifespan, but let's say health span during your lifespan.
Yeah, that's the big keyword, excuse me, these days is health span. Like, who wants to live in diapers for the last 20 years of their life, right? I want to be active. I want to be having a great time. But it is interesting that even if you do everything right, you manage the big four, your nutrition, your sleep, your exercise, your stress, but you're only going to squeeze out so much, because the human body is actually, it's not designed to live on endeavor. We're supposed to multiply, raise kids, raise them, die, right? Like our genes are even like telomeres, and everything is set up for that process. And so it really begs the question, what sort of plan of action can I do to mitigate this predefined system that where I have to step in front of it? What modalities are available to me? And so when it comes to stem cells, maybe what you're implying is, instead of thinking of this as, oh, I got this injury, I should maybe look at stem cells because then I don't have to have surgery. Instead, maybe look at stem cells and some of these things as, how do I roll these into my lifestyle? How do I systematize it so that once a year or once a day or something, that I have a stem cell protection to avoid stem cell exhaustion? Like, and that's where your product kind of is intriguing in a way. Maybe if you could tell us, introduce us about your Stem Regen product that you have and how it works.
Okay. But to your first question, you know, what an injury, and as an athlete, what I'm going to say, you know it very well. It's almost like everybody knows it. And yet when a problem shows up in our life, we think that it just happened. Nothing happens overnight. Absolutely nothing happens overnight.
Yeah.
Even an injury that has happened, like in one specific moment, you can point to the moment when you pulled a tendon, for example, or pulled a muscle. But it did not start on the moment when you pulled that muscle. The muscle that you pulled was the one that had a micro injury the day before and the day before and maybe for the past year, but you keep training on it. It never fully repairs. And then that's where the weakness is. So what I'm talking about here is exactly what you talked about. Think of repair, not as repairing the thing that just happened to you or the diagnosis that you just got, you know, yesterday, where now you live like, now I have a problem. But it's more every single day of your life, the problem is developing microscopically. It is the accumulation of a slow decline. If you manage it at that time, then I prefer, like, I don't like the word prevention, because prevention makes us focus on the big problem and you're afraid of having it, so you do something for it. I'm talking about health maintenance. The health that you have today, you just keep it simply by supporting this process of tissue renewal. So health maintenance. And the way to do this, you know, you talked a moment ago about the big four. And one thing that fascinates me, I'm not going to say that it's the only leverage here, but it's amazing. Like, nutrition is good on its own. It will bring many aspects that are important. Stress control, sleep, exercise, all of these are great. They are effective in various aspects. But there is a common denominator that I find fascinating. Think of the things that are good for your health. Good antioxidant nutrition. Have a good sleep. Exercise. Control stress. Don't smoke cigarettes, don't drink alcohol. All of these have been shown to have an effect on stem cells. You reduce inflammation, you reduce oxidative stress, you support stem cell function. You have good sleep, you support stem cell function. You are stressed, you suppress stem cell function. Alcohol, cigarette smoking, suppress stem cell function. It's almost like stem cells is emerging as sort of the core aspect of human health. And with all of this in mind, what I have done, so you can do things for stem cells, control your stress, sleep well, do exercise. All of these are good. Fasting for more than 3 days releases stem cells. So fasting will do a lot of things for you, trigger autophagy, all kinds of things. But the amazing thing that fasting does for health, I believe, is tied to the fact that it triggers stem cell mobilization. It is one of the stem cell technologies, if you want. And along the line of all of this, I just stumbled on a plant, what I was talking at the beginning of the podcast, this blue-green algae from Klamath Lake. I'm studying it. We don't understand why it's bringing all these different benefits. I come across this article, Turning Blood into Brain, an observation that stem cells are seen to turn into brain cell. I go into the scientific literature to see what else I could find. And I find another study showing that stem cells can become liver cell. And then another one saying that they can become heart cells. So I'm thinking, if stem cells can become heart, liver, and brain, why not lung, pancreas, skin, and the rest? Makes no sense that they would become those three and not the rest. So let's speculate here. Let's say that it's just a matter of time. So we are in 2001. Let's say that it's just a matter of time and we will discover that they can become everything. It's bound to be that. So if we accept that that's what it is, they have to be the repair system of the body. So I published this article in 2001 suggesting that stem cells are the repair system of the body. And in the back of my mind is that if they are the repair system of the body and you have a plant that triggers their release from the bone marrow, they will go as the repair system in the pancreas of the diabetic, in the brain of the Parkinson, in the heart of the cardiac patient, in the lung of the emphysema patient. So you should have a broad variety of benefits seen in different people. And that's what we had. So honestly, it just started because in 2001, that's the only hypothesis that started to make sense to explain maybe how this plant was working. So we acquired a flow cytometer. We started to count stem cells on ourselves. We took the blue-green algae. We counted stem cells an hour, 2 hours after consumption. And very quickly, we saw the phenomenon. It triggers stem cell release from the bone marrow. So after discovering what this blue-green algae AFA was doing, then to me, it was clear we evolved in symbiosis with the environment. There has to be other plants having an effect on that repair system. How do you find them? So you ask the question, what has been known historically to be associated with many kinds of benefits? Goji berries for longevity, medicinal mushroom, seaweed extract. And so we started to test all of these. We saw an effect on stem cells on all of them. Then I started to go into remote areas of the world that are unattached or disconnected, if you want, with the global economy. Like in Madagascar, what is their go-to plant, you know, that is good for everything? Papua New Guinea, South America, in Africa, what is their go-to plant? And that's where we found the most effective one that we have so far. So sea buckthorn berry from the Tibetan plateau, aloe macroclada from Madagascar, seaweeds from Patagonia. So I've put together a product that is the blend of the top five plants that we have documented that act as stem cell mobilizer. They trigger the release of stem cells from the bone marrow. So that has really been sort of the past 22 years of my life researching plants that act in the body like stem cell mobilizer, just like other plants act as immunomodulator.
Yeah, it's amazing. In your book, or I think maybe I listened to you on a podcast, and you were talking about how you guys had to do some sort of like deals with Madagascar in order to like crop sharing and to sequester these things and make sure that you had a supply of them. It's quite an undertaking. It's very impressive. And I agree with you when you said about these injuries don't just show up out of nowhere. I always tell people it's like a piece of paper. If you tear a little tear in a piece of paper, and then you just start pulling on that piece of paper, it rips really easy, right? Mm-hmm. And that's happening to athletes all the time. They're getting these tears and they're not recovering. And most athletes, if you're at a world-class level, are overtrained. I mean, I was overtrained for 12 years straight in order to try to keep up with learning all this stuff. But to have something like your product that is just filling in the gaps on a daily basis is very intriguing to me, because I view all this aging stuff, and I've talked about this before in the podcast, like watching your fingernails grow. And it's the same thing when I tell people about exercising, and they just, it's not working for me. It's not working for me. And they're 1 week into it. And it's like, you know, look, if I told you to watch your fingernails grow for an hour, and then I would ask you, did your fingernails grow? And you'd be like, no, they didn't. But I said, come back in 2 weeks and tell me if your fingernails grew. They did, right? So we have a hard time conceptualizing time and aging. And I think that it's this whole anti-aging thing. I see these quote unquote experts that are anti-aging. And I'm like, you know, how do you look? What is your discipline? What is your practice? And I view it as a daily discipline that sometimes is weekly and monthly and yearly, but it is an ongoing thing to mitigate this. You don't wait until 20 years of accumulation have happened, and then you just think you're going to get a stem cell procedure and look like 20 years younger, right? And so I'm fascinated by what you have done. Let me ask you this. How do people dose your product? How do you recommend them dosing it?
Yeah, it's a better question what I recommend, because people have done all kinds of things over the years. And actually, the recommendation that I have comes from all these stories that I've heard, what we do in our studies. Anytime you take two capsules of stem regen, you will increase, this is the studies that we have done, you will have on average about 80% more stem cells in circulation. In all the studies that we have done with people between, let's say, 20 to 70 years of age, the average is about 2.4 stem cell per microliter. More when you're younger, less when you're older. But let's say we use that average. You have 5 liters of blood, so that's about 10 million stem cells. So you take two capsules, you release 10 million stem cells. The residency time of stem cells in the bloodstream is anywhere between 6 minutes to 6 hours, average about an hour or two. So it's really a wave of this of stem cells that you send in the body. They go and they repair, and then they go back. Any of those that don't go into tissues go back to the bone marrow, and they're ready to be re-released again. So understanding this process in the body, the best effect is to send several waves of stem cells. So it's better to send several smaller waves than one big wave, because your body is equipped to work into, like you just described, small increment. It's small declines every day that you repair with small busy bees going out there in the body and doing the repair. You do this several times a day, that's the best results. So what we recommend is start for the first month or two and take two capsules and do this two or three times a day, just up front to kind of give your body this boost, if you want, of tissue repair. And then after that, you can taper off, go back to 2 capsules a day. And if you feel that, no, your body was doing better doing 2-3 times a day, then go back to that for a little while because it won't last forever. There's a point where you've done enough repair where you're totally fine on just maintenance. You may be fine even stopping and going back now to it every 2-3 months. You know, if you take 2 capsules a day and it releases 10 million stem cells, that means 300 million at the end of the month. So there's a point where you can just do this, let's say 4 times a year. So that's sort of the approach to take with the product.
Yeah. And it's probably beneficial to do what you said, a multiple dose a day in the beginning, so that you're actually convinced that this is actually working for you, right? And if you are, you're more inclined to stick with it.
Correct.
You know what I mean? What about if somebody has sustained an injury, or maybe they just ran a marathon or something where they beat themselves up pretty bad? How would you dose something like that?
You know, what you're talking about now has become, if you want, our go-to challenge to people, to say, you want to see what your stem cells can do for you, and you want to see what Stem Regen can do to your stem cells? It's very simple. Go and wreck yourself at the gym. Go run a marathon. Do something that you know the day after you would be sore. And then after the event, take 2 capsules. Take 2 capsules before you go to bed, 2 when you get up in the morning, and see on that day, the day after, how you feel. I'm not saying you won't feel that you did something the day after, but you will feel by far better than if you had not done that. And at times, people will say, I've done it many times, and it's almost like you feel strong. You don't feel with soreness or aches, and that will show you what your stem cells can do.
We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Steven. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about Thorne Supplements and why they are my favorite supplement manufacturer. They are formulated by a team of researchers and doctors. Every supplement's tested 4 times for purity, and they're held to the highest manufacturing standards in the world. They own their own machines, and they clean them more than they actually use them. This is why they're used in clinical trials all over the world, and this is why I have been a partner of them for 10 years. And here's what I have for you. If you go to thorndiscount.com and you create an account, you're going to get 20% off of every supplement on every single order and free shipping. That's a heck of a deal. It's pretty easy. You just go to thorndiscount.com, you create your account, and then when you log in, everything gets reduced by 20%. Always. That's it. Check it out.
Yeah, I think that's a smart approach. And I always tell everyone, some supplements and adjuvants that you take, they have this ability for you to really build I try to build a relationship with every single thing that I take. Some things you can't feel, you can't notice, but you can test and under the hood, okay, it's working. For something like this, I think you can develop a relationship with this, something that's going to make you feel better and recover faster. You can start to learn how you can pulse it for yourself, you know, like what, you know, oh, after this, I do this and this is my maintenance dose. And then I take a break sometimes during this time. How would your product suit, let's say, other therapies? So like, let's say I was going to do an IV injection of exosomes. Would it be beneficial to take a healthy dose of your Stem Regen as well with that?
Absolutely. Not only absolutely, but I mean, hell yes. And the reason is that exosomes, what are exosomes? Exosomes is the communication system of stem cells. That's how they talk to each other. They release these bubbles of growth factors or communication molecules that are meant to coordinate the behavior of stem cells, activating them, triggering their differentiation. Everything that a stem cell does in the body is coordinated by a language, and that is exosomes. So when you inject exosomes, you send a signal to stem cells. But if you don't have stem cells in the area, your exosomes are sometimes wasted. They're never wasted because you always have some level of stem cells. But if you magnify how many stem cells are there available to receive that signal, you just like amplify the treatment that you're getting with exosomes. So by all means, you know, you go for exosomes, start a few days before and start to build up, you know, stem cells in the blood. And then you really leverage in a few days after and you really leverage exosomes. And it's the same thing for stem cells. When you get, go back to a little bit what we said before. You have about, let's say, average 12 million stem cells in your bloodstream. When you get an injection of, let's say, 100 million stem cells, you have 10x'd the number of stem cells in circulation. You completely saturate the postcapillary venule, which is the only area in your entire blood vasculature where stem cells can migrate into tissues. So a lot of your stem cells are going to actually be recaptured by the bone marrow. Now you have about 100, 150 million stem cells in your bone marrow. So now you double the number of stem cells in your bone marrow. So oxygen supply, nutrient supply. So now you've got many stem cells that are overly stressed. And the estimation is that you have oftentimes like maybe a 10 to 15% survival of the stem cells that have been injected. Now take stem regen, kick them back out of the bone marrow. Now you send them back into the bloodstream where they have nutrition, oxygen, and another opportunity of going into your tissues. So what we have seen is that when people get an injection, and then they add stem regen, let's say 2 to 3 times a day, just in the month that follows, they always come back with better results. We're working right now with a cardiologist in Madrid with whom we do a heart study, a study on congestive heart failure. And that's what we're doing. One group is on stem regen, one group is stem cell injection, and one group is both together so that we can document the benefit of taking the two together because that is his experience. When he combines the two together, he gets much better results.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, because I said in the beginning of this podcast, and my followers probably have maybe seen this video, it's even on YouTube, but I did an exosome IV. For 2 weeks, I felt like Superman. I felt amazing. My libido, my strength, like I just felt perfect. And so I told myself, I'm like, this is at least a once a quarter thing. And for me now, after talking to you, I'm going to be coupling that with your stem regen. And I'll keep you up to date on just an N of one experiment of myself and how I notice it. But I'm really intrigued to see the effect that has on it. What about, are there any other supplements that work really well with yours? I would imagine if you nitric oxide supplement, increasing your blood flow would probably be a beneficial sidecar to it. Anything else that you've come across?
Absolutely. So we're working on a few companion products, but until they're available, you know, what you're mentioning is spot on. So what you want to do is you want to reduce systemic inflammation. I won't go into the detail because it can be complex, but systemic inflammation will, in a way, activate stem cells with their ability to migrate, their machinery for migration into tissues outside of the area where they can actually migrate. So you basically disable your stem cells and their ability to migrate into tissue. So systemic inflammation, if you have systemic inflammation, you may release stem cells, but many of them may sort of be disabled for their ability to migrate into tissues. So you want to suppress systemic inflammation. Now, stem cells, mesenchymal stem cells, will have a size of anywhere between 8 to 16 micron. Your capillaries will be 8 to 10 microns. So for a stem cell to squeeze itself in a capillary, your capillaries must be able to dilate properly. Number one, you also need to have good hemodynamics, good blood fluidity. So if you got buildup of fibrin, which is very common in our world, then you also don't have good capillary circulation. So I would say nitric oxide blended with natokinase will help a lot, circulation into fine capillaries. When you do those three, you release stem cells, you suppress systemic inflammation, and you open capillaries. Now you deliver stem cells to your tissues. So you bring new cells to your tissues. Now these cells in your tissue will multiply. So one stem cell can become like 1,000 to 5,000 cells or more. So now think, a million stem cells gets into a tissue. This is 5 billion new cells in the next few days. I think that right now science has not well documented and understood. This is probably the greatest metabolic demand of the body. This undergoing, this constant repair, this constant maintenance of tissues. So anything that is known to support the functioning of cells, so mitochondrial support, NMN, anything that supports the integrity of DNA duplication in cells, resveratrol, those kinds of compounds will be amazing to support now what is going to happen into tissues. So I like to put this into the big picture sometime to say so much of what we're talking about in the world of health, NMN, mitochondrial function, resveratrol, all of these things, it's working on existing cells. And it's great, autophagy, it's working on existing cells. But there's a limit to how well you help your existing cells. There's a point where an existing cell is getting old, and it's better to just like make it kick the bucket and replace it with fresh new cells. These are your cells with the longest telomere. You want to increase telomere length in your tissue, flood them with new cells. That's the best way of doing it. So that's the whole process here. Anything that helps existing cells, you flood your tissue with new cells, and then you support them.
Yeah, a lot of people will just tell you, if you optimize the cell, you optimize the body, right? Back to what you were saying about this stem cell getting through a capillary, what about the different types of fats that you eat, like omega-3s would make the cell membrane more malleable so it can squeeze through those capillaries, making sure that you have a good omega-3-6 ratio, I think would be. Look, these are all the basic health things, again, which is great because it's not like there's some new thing constantly. I mean, really, you manage those big four. Even when you have those basics down, you still go through periods where your sleep gets jacked, right? Or you start stressing about something comes up in your life. And so you have to refocus on that. And so you really have to have a framework. And that framework needs to always have some sort of feedback where you're constantly fine-tuning it so it doesn't spiral out of control. I know I'm getting a bit off the topic here because we're talking about stem cells, but it never hurts to talk about health. And I really am interested in trying your product with some of these adjunct or these extracurricular stem cell things that I might be doing. I had a couple of years ago also bone marrow taken from my hip. Huh. And it's cryogenically frozen. So if I ever need it, and I've heard that I could have it multiplied and like expanded and use those, I need to follow up. And that might be a nice longevity strategy, but to maybe use those along with your product as well, you know? So the picture's kind of coming together for a lot of this stuff.
There are a number of views on this. And honestly, I don't think that the science is settled. What I mean is that a stem cell, once it's out of the bone marrow, will lose its stemness to a degree. When it starts to multiply, it starts to lose telomerase. And so the number of cellular division that it will have is a limited number. So whether you start that in the lab or it starts in your body, the injection looks bigger. But in terms of actual true repair, is it going to really affect the amount of repair? It's an open question. I don't think that question has been properly answered. It may not be necessary to multiply them. And that is why a lot of clinics right now no longer do the multiplication. It's going to happen in your body. I'm not saying that there's no value to it. There might be, but it's an open question, number one. Number two, cryoprotection is a great science. It's been very well I wouldn't say documented, but it's developed over the past, let's say, 20 years. But the question remains, if you cryoprotect your cells for too long, when you thaw them, are they really as effective as when you froze them on day one? Are they better 10 years down the road or 20 years down the road? Are they better than the one that you would have now in your body? Because they also decline in quality in your body. Where is that threshold where suddenly you just say, now it's diminishing return, I'm better to go back to my stem cells? Because there is this idea now floating around, I'm hearing it all the time, your stem cells are declining, therefore past 40 years old, they're down the cliff, you know, they're not working anymore, you need to have an injection of, let's say, umbilical cord stem cells. I'm not going to debate whether umbilical cord stem cells could be good, because I think it can, but I will debate this idea to say past 40 years, your stem cells are not valid. We are doing a study right now with congestive heart failure, chronic stable congestive heart failure. So we're talking about people who, at least for the past 2-3 years, medicine has done everything that it could to help these people. And they're now living with a reduced ejection fraction. They walk one flight of stairs, and then they need to stop to catch their breath. And we put them on stem regen, where they release stem cells every day, their own stem cells. The group of people, they are between 68 and 74 years old. And after 6 months, all of them have normalized cardiac function, normal ejection fraction. Wow. So their 70-year-old stem cells did the job. So are they as good as when they were 10 years old? No, they're not. But are they worthless? No, they're not. They can do the job.
Yeah.
Sometimes I jokingly say, it's like to say, when you're 40, are you now worthless because you're not as performant as when you were 15? No.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's a good point. And in your book, you talk about this study. Could you reproduce an entire rat's immune system with one stem cell, where they just radiated the rat's immune system and then they put one stem cell in and it rebuilt the entire immune system? Am I correct? Is that how
it works? This is a powerful, powerful study, because there is this idea that, well, if I release more stem cells, am I going to exhaust the bone marrow? And the answer is almost like saying, if I take a glass of water from the ocean, am I going to empty the ocean? What if I took a gallon? Okay, but what if I do this a lot and I take 50 gallons a day? You're not going to touch the ocean. The ocean will not even know that you took some water. Your bone marrow is about the same. Your bone marrow is a process called asymmetrical cellular division. Whenever a stem cell is released, a stem cell has divided. Your bone marrow stays constant. And the question was, okay, but let's say you push that to the total extreme. I completely eradicate all stem cells in the bone marrow and I inject one stem cell. Can that stem cell really reconstitute the bone marrow and reconstitute the blood? And the answer to the question was yes. Within 6 weeks, the entire bone marrow was reconstituted. The whole blood system was reconstituted. You don't want to do this, because right now the entire blood system has one specific gene. You know, it's all emerging from one cell. But aside from that, yes, one stem cell can just reconstitute everything.
That's fascinating. One of the questions I have from reading your book about this asymmetry, where when the cell divides, one of it stays the same DNA and one copies the DNA. So the two daughter cells are different and the copied DNA goes out into the blood. But if it comes back to the bone marrow, now you have a percentage of your bone marrow stem cells that are not the original DNA, they're the copied DNA. Does that cause any sort of attrition to the bone marrow over time?
Very good observation. So you're reading the book very well. So yes and no. You need to understand the way that stem cells are produced and released in the bone marrow is that they progress along like lamellas in the bone marrow, and the one that are going to be released are sort of in a specific pool, if you want, in the bone marrow, and that's the pool where your stem cells from the blood are going to go back. So they are the one that are going to be re-released. So somewhere you do have, as you age, you know, you do have your stem cells are not as pure, for lack of a better term, when you're 50 than the day you're born. It's part of the decline. But the stem cells that go back from the blood back to the bone marrow, they are the one that will be re-released. They're not the one that will form, if you want, the core stem cells of your bone marrow. But it's not an all or none thing. Yes, over your life, it is part of the evolution of your bone marrow. Correct.
Got you. Yeah. And how, is there any way to stave off this, what I would call fatty bone marrow disease, the yellowing of the bone marrow? Is there any way to slow that down that we know of?
Nothing.
Besides no stress, the eating well, the exercise, all of that.
I don't know. I'm not aware of any studies that has been that studied that process, what factor can affect that process, accelerate it, slow it down. The only thing that I can say is that right now, this process that is called conversion, red marrow converting into yellow marrow, if it reverses, it's called reconversion, and that is like the hallmark of leukemia. So right now, that process of reconversion is associated with something that you don't want to see in your body. So, but it's not to say that it could not happen in a healthy way. It's not to say that we might not discover at one day something that could slow down the conversion or even allow for a sort of a reclaiming of the red marrow over the real estate of your bone marrow, that it could reoccupy, you know, more space. It could be. But the study of it is extremely delicate because today, if I show you a plant that was going to trigger reconversion, the red flag would immediately be, am I going to promote leukemia? So it's a very, very delicate process. And today, I don't think any research has been done to attempt doing it and even just to understand what factors could affect that process. It's a fascinating area of pure research that I would love to get into.
You also talk about when you inject an embryonic stem cell, you get that mass of various, like a, what do you call it? A tartosis or what is it?
Teratoma. So, and it is the It is the reason why there's no research with treatment. There are no treatments with embryonic stem cells. From day one, this was known. Embryonic stem cells will never be the future of stem cells. It will always be adult stem cells. And at some point, we can go into the story of why there was so much of that confusion on the marketplace. It was all planned to kind of cloud the whole message. The future has always been and will be with adult stem cells because embryonic stem cells are too powerful. You put them in a tissue, they retain the ability of forming an entire organism. So you put them in the heart, you get some heart cells, but you also get with that some, I make a joke. Sometimes I say, you know, some bone cells, skin cells, a few teeth and a toupee. You get everything.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Look, this has been really fascinating just to be able to pick your brain a little bit and to get inside of it by reading some of your book. And like I said, I'm trying your product again. I'm really going to put it to the test. I'm going to try various dosings. I am going to do the front loading, like you said, and I do work out like very consistently. That's one of my big things. And so I should have some opinions on that that I'll definitely be giving you feedback on. And also I'll be using it when I do my next exosome IV, and that'll be interesting. But if somebody wants to give your product Stem Regen a try, you got me set up as an affiliate. I don't think my code is set up yet, but when this podcast gets released, there will be a page for it with all the resources for everything we talked about, and there'll be a link to your product. And I believe you're offering 15% off if someone uses the code.
15% off on the first order through affiliate. So the moment they use your code, they will get 15% off.
Okay, so you might as well buy like three bottles if you're going to do that, if you get it for a one-time purchase, right?
There you go. There's one thing I think that is important too. We mentioned it, but I want to refocus on it because you mentioned, we use this for repair. We go to the gym. You want to feel it. You know, it's a product that you can experience. All of this is true. However, in the background, the thing to always keep in mind is that your stem cells keep you alive. If you didn't have stem cells today, you would not be alive. Think of just like the turnover rate of your liver, for example. You have a liver every 2-3 months. That means within a year, you will have liver failure if you don't have new stem cells going and repairing and renewing the liver. So my point is that just the fact that you are alive and keep your health is a testament to the effect of your stem cells. You can feel them in repair. But if you don't feel them in repair, the fact that you're alive today is a demonstration that your stem cells are working in your body. So I think the message has to sink down deep enough to realize they are your repair system, they are your renewal and maintenance system. So even if you don't feel them, you release them and they will do their job.
Yeah. And that kind of goes back to the initial thing when we started, that every cell in your body was once a stem cell. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that basically means these are the rate, this is the rate limiting factor of your body's ability to be itself in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, super powerful. Yeah. So if you're interested in this product, it's stemregen.co. That's stemregen.co. We'll have a code for you. I'll probably be McCain as the code, McCain. That's usually the code I use, but check the resource page for that. And then how do people find you if they're interested? If they want to ask you some questions, where can they find you online?
Well, where I'm the most active right now is TikTok and Instagram. I mean, social media was not my thing, but that's where I can really reach out and explain so many different aspects of stem cells and the product. So you go on Stem Cell Christian on TikTok, Instagram. If you have any question, just put it there and I will answer all the questions that show up there.
Fantastic. Well, I definitely appreciate you coming on, and I think this is, it's a whole new frontier that I think is just, what a cool product you have. There's nothing else like that out there in the market that I've ever heard of. But so interesting to me. And these stem cell procedures are very expensive. You're talking thousands of dollars. A complete stem cell makeover. I just asked, what's her name, from Dossier Clinics? And she was like, oh, it's $80,000. I'm like, $80,000? So to have a product like you that you can take and orally and have in your home and just have it sent to you, I think is fascinating. So Christian, thanks so much for coming on. And I look forward to talking to you and seeing you around the circuit in the future.
Same here. And looking forward to your feedback as to what Stemregen is doing for you.
Definitely. Thanks everyone for listening to the Steve McCain podcast. Definitely check out the show notes for all the resources for everything we talked about. And we will see you on the next episode. Stay healthy, everyone. If you're still listening, you're awesome. And I just want to say thank you for joining me this week. Before you go, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. And if you're enjoying the podcast, I'd love to ask you to leave me a review in Apple Podcasts. Reviews are one of the major ways that Apple ranks their podcasts. So even though it only takes a few seconds, it really does make a difference. Thank you again for joining me on this episode of the Stephen McCain Podcast. I'll see you next time.